From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. A bill that would require year-round daylight saving time in Utah is making its way through the legislature. It would mean no more changing the clocks and no more falling back. KUER's Jessica Lowell has more.
A bill sponsored by Republican Senator Wayne Harper of Taylorsville had its second reading on the Senate floor today. Harper says it would offer significant health and economic benefits. A similar bill failed on the House floor in 2019. This year's bill, though, depends on at least four other states adopting a similar measure.
Utah's not going to be alone in this. This bill requires that we have Western states who will go through and adopt a bill similar to ours before our bill can take effect.
Oregon, Washington, and California have already adopted bills that depend on other states, and across the country, 26 total states are looking at it this year. It's also being considered on the federal level. Harper says national surveys found 74% of the public prefer more light in the evening, which is why his bill calls for year-round daylight saving. The bill passed on the Senate floor 28-1. It will have one more Senate reading before heading to the House. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.
The Utah State Senate approved a bill today along party lines that would require medical providers to bury or cremate a miscarried or aborted fetus. It also requires medical professionals ask someone who's just had an abortion or miscarriage whether they would like the fetus buried or cremated. Republican Senator Kurt Bramble is sponsoring the bill.
The sanctity of life is something I believe is important. We lose our humanity somewhat if we don't treat those remains with dignity.
Critics of the bill, however, argue that while a person should get to choose what happens to the fetus, asking about it makes a traumatic situation even more traumatic. The bill will get a third vote on the Senate floor before heading to the House. State election officials will be mailing ballots tomorrow for the March 3rd presidential primary. It's a big day for Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg, who has been spending hundreds of millions of dollars on his campaign targeting Super Tuesday states, including Utah. Bloomberg's Utah campaign director, Lauren Littlefield, says the campaign has hired 19 staffers here in a little over a month.
Our field team is busy making voter contact, knocking on doors, attending community events, utilizing social media and texting to reach out to our huge unaffiliated voter universe. And we know it's working.
Roughly a third of Utah voters are unaffiliated. A January poll by the Salt Lake Tribune and Suffolk University put Bloomberg in fourth place among Democratic primary candidates. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox is the first gubernatorial candidate to submit the required amount of signatures to appear on the Republican primary ballot. Spencer Cox's wife, Abby Cox, delivered 29,365 signatures to the Utah Elections Office today. 28,000 signatures are required to get on the ballot. A campaign release says they relied mostly on volunteers, in addition to some paid college students in the signature gathering. Lieutenant Governor Cox is also the state's chief elections officer, but said that if a concern arises, former Utah Lieutenant Governor Gail McCackney will evaluate it and submit an independent recommendation for resolution. Starting this fall, a state university in Colorado will offer a bachelor's degree to study the cannabis plant. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Allie Budner reports, it will become one of the first of its kind in the nation.
The new major at CSU Pueblo will be called Cannabis Biology and Chemistry. The degree will require students to take a slew of high-level science and math courses. David Lempool is a dean and professor at CSU and helped create the major.
It's a rigorous degree. It's not how to grow cannabis. It's to study the science of the plant.
Lempool says it will be the first of its kind in Colorado and one of only a couple in the country, although he expects that number to grow.
No matter if you're pro-cannabis or anti-cannabis, it's in our society, and so we thought it was, in a sense, our duty to make sure that we have people that are scientifically trained to be able to deal with it.
He's careful to point out that students will not be working with any high THC marijuana because of its illegal status at the federal level. Instead, the labs will offer industrial hemp for study. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.